Ray Holman from UAW 6000. Ray, how are you?
Doing great, Tony. How are you doing?
Very good. I got a few questions for you, but before I do that, I want to get your calendar. What's going on with UAW? What are you going to be focused on when it comes to what you're going to be following, not only at the state capitol, but what the union has planned for activities?
Well, this is a huge week, and I'll tell you why. Because tomorrow at 3 o'clock on the third floor of the state capitol, they're going to be taking up the new state employee retirement bill. And this bill would fundamentally change the retirement system again for state employees. And, of course, Tony, you know we have about 14,000 state employees in mid-Michigan right here in the Lansing area. So this will be a big deal. They'll probably vote the bill out of the House Appropriations Committee on Wednesday. And those bills are House Bill 4701 and House Bill 4702.
Tell us about those bills. What do they say?
Well, these bills would essentially take away retiree health care for state employees hired after 1997. And in fact, for people with less than 4 years on the job, if this legislation were to pass, those state employees would simply be giving $2,000 one time to purchase retiree health care when they're eligible, which really is, to be blunt, is a joke. And then for other individuals who work, let's say, have worked for the state more than 10 years, they'll get a voucher to purchase health care, but it won't buy very much. So we're concerned about that. And then for the older folks or the people with a little more seniority who are hired before 1997, they're going to be asked to take a 4% pay cut or be forced into a defined contribution, which is the 401k system.
Now, from what I understand, this would probably be the last move in cost-cutting measures that have involved state employees, and I was recently reading that many other states have done the same thing, so why should Michigan be any different?
Well, that's an interesting question, Tony, and the other thing that makes Michigan a little bit different, we're the first state, actually, to go to the defined contribution plan back in 1997, and so we've made those structural changes already. This legislation was originally introduced in May, and since that time, I've spoken with a number of different lawmakers on the Appropriations Committee, and I know a lot of state employees have been active talking to their own individual state senator or state rep, and we're hoping they're going to back off or change the bill and make it a little more fair. That's the way the legislation is written right now, but we're hoping that they make some changes. And we've had some good dialogue with both members on Democratic side and Republican side.
So you feel that both sides of the aisle are at least listening to you?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said before, this was introduced back in May, and since that time, I sort of went on a statewide tour. Because we have members in every foot of Michigan, of course, we're state employees, so we had opportunity to talk with individuals in Traverse City, Detroit, Lansing, Jackson, et cetera. And they did listen. I mean, the challenges, we have long-term problems or financial challenges in Michigan, just like everywhere else. But at the same time, we're hoping they realize it's not fair to change the rules halfway through the game. And so we're trying to work something out, but as the legislation is written right now, it's pretty drastic.
All right, and final question for you, Ray. Do you still think that the administration has been picking on unions, or do you feel that this is cost-cutting and everyone's going to feel a little bit of the pinch?
I think everybody does need to step up and share. And one thing that has been a positive is Governor Snyder has taken up our suggestion to look at the management versus frontline staff ratio, and I know that he's been doing that, so that's been positive and something that we've worked together with the governor.
Ray, does the union have a take on whether we should have another bridge from Detroit to Windsor?
Well, that is not my expertise. I know that we need more jobs in Michigan. I mean, that's something that the governor ran on. And we can all agree we need more jobs, but I really am not an expert on that issue.
All right. Thanks so much, Ray.
Thanks, Tony.